Tonight's class will be for the refuah shalom of all the cholim. We'll refer to the moment Sarah David Menor Chana Yafavah Devarav Kama Yechav 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 Chana Lana Ben Omir, Chana Esther Bat Amar, Esther Bat Chana, Gabriela Gito Bat Beracha, Dan Ben Esther, Ulahavdil, Lilu Nishmat, Elisheva Bat Aharon, Aaron Ben Yitzchak, Binyamin Ben Yitzchak, Liel Dina Bat Ephraim, and Shimon Ben Mishael. We're continuing in the Igeret HaRamban. We are approaching the end of the book, Bezat Hashem. I think hopefully before Shabbat, by the end of the week, we should be able to finish the book and be able to take out a lot from the words of the Ramban. The Ramban now, as he's ending the book, or the letter that he wrote to his son, he says, Tikra ha'igeret azot pam achat b'shavua. You know, you would think that this is a kind of letter or book, however you want to call it, that you should read, you read once, you get it into your system, and that's it. But the Ramban says otherwise. The Ramban tells his son, you should read this letter once a week. Velo tifchot. And don't read it any less than that. Lekayma v'lalechet batamid. Why? In order to fulfill and to go in its path always, achar Hashem Yitbarach, in Hashem's ways at all times. What he means by this is, it's easy if every week you read a reminder to tell you, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have somebody who every week before they go home for dinner, once a week before they go home, they stop outside their door for 5 minutes and they just speak to themselves, telling them how much their wife has done for them this whole week. For 5 minutes before you walk in through the door. And then after those 5 minutes, every week you walk into the door and now you go in with that kind of mindset, how much my wife did for me. And you think about it and that whole thing just took over your day. And when you walk into the room, what do you feel? You feel so appreciative already. No matter what, whether there's dinner, there's no dinner, whether it's burnt or it's cooked well, no matter what, you feel so appreciative. It's actually a story about Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. He used to do this every time before he would go home. He would take a moment before he would walk into the house, is what they say, and he would think about everything his wife has done for him, possibly or potentially or probably that day, before he walks into the house. And so he says, this is what you should do, not only with one's wife, but with Hashem's Torah as well. Before you go into your daily life, before you go into your new week, every Sunday, whatever it may be, before you start the week, take this letter and read this letter, he told the Ramban. And reevaluate your values, reevaluate your midot. Go over your character traits. Go over what we discussed from the beginning until the end. Go over your anger. How have you been working on your anger? What have you been taking upon yourself? How have you been working on trying to make yourself more of a humble person, more of a down-to-earth kind of person, and not somebody who walks out with their shoulders and feels like they're number one in the world? How are you trying to make yourself somebody who has Yirat Shamayim? Somebody who has faith? All of these things have connection. They're all, a lot of times you try to build a puzzle. Now, puzzles are very fun in the beginning, when there's a lot of pieces. But as you get towards the end, a puzzle becomes a lot more difficult. And when the most frustrating thing about a puzzle is when you're almost done and you see that there's a piece missing and it's nowhere to be found. Now, if you're going in Hashem's ways, in the beginning, you have to find all the pieces of the puzzle and start connecting things. Everything connects in Yahadut. Everything connects in Judaism. Hashem's path, going in Hashem's ways. Once you conquer the anger, you get through humility, you get through Yirat Shamayim, you get through fear of heaven. You go through all of them, you don't one by one, and you keep working on them day and night. And as you get to that point where you now have understood that these are things you have to be working on, these are things, you've done that beginning stage of connecting the puzzle together, you're towards the end of, now it's time to continue working on it and fixing myself day in, day out. That's the end. That's finding that last piece of the puzzle. It's very difficult. It's not on the table. It's not easy to find. But that's something you have to keep reminding yourself about. Keep reminding yourself that you have to keep working on your midot. Your character traits are not something that you just do once and it's over. Right? It's not like the way, secular way of thinking is you read a book, you finish the book, you put it down, you never look at it again. When it comes to the Torah, when it comes to Hashem, it's not like that. Our Torah, our midot, our character traits, everything we do it over and over and over, and we keep working on it day and night, every single day of our lives, because it's a never-ending process to get closer to Hashem and to make ourselves better people. If we think that I conquered my anger, at any point in our lives we think I'm perfect, then why would you still be here? Only Hashem is perfect. Our goal is to emulate God, is to be like God as much as we can, and to try to get to that level of perfection of Hashem. Try to get as close as we can there. But never to think that you're perfect. If you ever think you're perfect, that means you have nothing left to work on. Always try to find that pinpoint, that spot where you have a little bit more room to grow. A little bit more room to grow in whatever aspect it could be, whether it be in your spirituality, whether it be in your midot and your character traits, in your fear of heaven, in your fear of God, in your respecting others, in speaking in a nice way, in just maybe just having kavod to other people, working on your midot. Find one midah, one character trait, as we're finally finishing this book, understanding what the Ramban was trying to tell his own son through a letter. Try to take one point you've learned through these about 30 classes, and try to just take that one point, whether it be one lesson or one character trait, and say, you know what, this is something that this year I want to work on. You just focus on that one point. Whether it be humility, whether it be anger, whatever character trait it may be, whatever it may be, take that with you and every single day remind yourself. If you can't read the Ramban's letter every single day, at least remind yourself about this idea that you keep on working on that character trait every single day. Find out what that character trait is today, take it and say, that's something I want to work on. And when it comes to a point where you've finished the beginning parts of the puzzle and you're trying to find that end piece, that's when you need to start working on it much more. That's when you need to start continuing to remind yourself every single day. And never forget that the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, who started the Musar movement, what did he say? He said, to finish all of Shas is easier than to fix one character trait. It's not an easy task. To fix one character trait is extremely hard. It's harder than finishing all of Gemara, all of Shas in the world. And to say something like that, it means that our character traits is not a simple 1, 2, 3. It's even harder than learning all of the Torah, Kedusha, everything there is in life. Hashem made it that we have battles and we have fights and that it's not easy for us and we're being tested day and night to work on our midot, to work on our character traits in order to better ourselves, to be better people. And in order to perfect the world, in order to make this world a better place, to do the tikkun olam, to fix the world and what everyone has messed up, we're trying to fix all of that through our midot, through our good character traits. May we all focus on one midah. If we all take upon ourselves one character trait to fix and to better and to become as close to Hashem and emulate God as much as we can in that character trait as we can, then B'zal Hashem, each of us take that upon ourselves. We'll be able to perfect this world all together as Am Yisrael. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen ve'amen.